What's up with Jessup? It's the only way to wake up. We state our views, state facts, and then afterwards we make up. From politics, business, to lifestyle, let's get this. Jessup Jong knows all the facts. He has no missed list. This podcast is your place for breaking news and hot takes. It's the only way to wake up. What's up with Jessup?
Worrying doesn't help. Welcome to What's Up with Jessup. We are here back at an episode where I will be sharing an actual event that happened with me so that you can apply the lessons we learn and the insights we gain into your everyday lives. And the lesson for today is worrying doesn't really help anything. In my circumstance, I am locked out of my own place. Wow. I mean, you might think it takes quite a dumb person to get locked out of your own place. And you're right. In my case, I forgot to bring my keys outside and I locked myself out. But it's okay. There's no, way, and it doesn't help that you worry about it, right? You did it. What is done is done. And you can look for solutions, or you can just wait until the solution resolves itself. And what I'm doing is I'm waiting outside my apartment because my apartment itself is open, unfortunately. But the entire apartment is closed off, so I just have to get in there. And so I'm waiting. It's been 5 minutes so far. I'm just listening to the birds chirp, and it's actually nice outside. It's not too cold. It's not too hot. There's a breeze, and I think this is really how I at least try to approach life. If you get lemons, you might as well make lemonades out of them. And you know, two people can be facing exactly the same circumstances. You can either choose to be upset about it, or you can choose not to be affected. In fact, enjoy this situation. And what I try to do is enjoy the situation. And right now, I think of this as walking around outside, outdoors, being outdoors, and it's good for your health. It helps you decrease your levels of worries and anxiety, which is great. And so it can be a curative process where you relax and you have fun and you just have not too serious of an approach. You just say, you know, this happened. You laugh about it, right? And that's all it is. And while you're waiting, you're thinking, what can you do while you wait, right? You could, you know, start doing work. You can reach out to your friends, talk to your friends. You could play a game. You could eat. You could do so many things. So a lot of people say, you know, when their flight gets canceled or something like that, they often get disappointed and things like that. But what I try to do is, you know, if your flight gets canceled or delayed, you get to have some more fun at the airport. You can get more work done, and it's an hour or two of uninterrupted work. So think about it. I mean, right? Usually it's almost hard to get that block of time in. You would be really trying to get that from your family. If you have children, you would want to block off that time, and it's hard earned. And so it's, you know, hard to do, but you can take advantage of those circumstances and say, hey, I'm going to have fun. I'm going to make the most out of this situation. And that's what I'm doing right now. It seems like there's one person who's getting out of a car who might be able to help me get into the apartment. We'll see. She's coming up right now. So there'll be like a minute worth of conversations and maybe awkwardness, but you will see in real time if what I've been waiting for actually happens or not. But I'm not worrying about it, which is great. So we'll see.
Hello.
Hi. You live here?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I forgot my keys.
It's just that, like, sometimes some people try to enter. You know?
Yeah.
Delivery or something else.
Thank you.
I don't
want to do
that. Well, I think I've seen you.
Yeah,
you're
probably.
Sure.
I'm always here. So. Alright, thank you. See ya. And there we have it. See? You can know that dreams do come true, and I can attest that I did not break into any other apartment. It was indeed my own apartment. If this was in video format, I would be able to show you, but I'm now back at home. And it only took me probably 15 minutes max, 20 minutes max, you know? It's not as big of a deal as you would imagine. So there we are. We're back at home safely. And there's nothing to be worried about. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you next time. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.